With us right now, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. First of all, understand there's a new program which might help combat the rise in heroin use. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we've been trying to approach combating heroin and the rising use of it in every direction possible. And the most recent one that we're working on here out of the Department of Justice is a publicity campaign that we're going to be rolling out in the relatively near future. We're just fine-tuning the details right now, as well as a grant program to local law enforcement that they can hopefully use for multidisciplinary approaches to fighting the abuse of heroin.
Now, we've seen heroin use spike up ever since the certain pills had their coatings changed to make them time release, and a lot of people switched over to the street drugs since they can't abuse the pills anymore, like oxycodone, oxycontin. Has this been a problem statewide? We know we've got a hot spot here in Wausau, but is this a problem statewide?
You know, it is, Larry. As I travel the state, whether it be north, south, east, west, I mean, rural, urban, it doesn't seem to matter. The problem is prolific in every corner of the state. It's something that every law enforcement agency is asking us to do more about. I wish there were a simple solution, but there's not. And so we're trying to approach it from every angle that we can.
Are you finding with heroin that the problem not only is the extended use, but that the suppliers are finding new ways to get it into Wisconsin?
Well, I think there's more demand. Obviously, because of the fact that it's less expensive and it's easier to use with less of a junky onus than it used to have, combined with the fact that more and more people have become addicted to opiates through prescription drug abuse, have both driven the demand for it. And because of that, the supply is necessarily going to be there.
How might the local authorities take advantage of the program you're working on?
Well, we already took grant applications from local law enforcement agencies to give out grants to them throughout the state. We'll be giving out 3 to 5 of those grants in the very near future, and I don't frankly know whether any of in your exact area applied or not. But we're hoping that when we see some of these programs that are hopefully going to be successful, that we're going to be able to roll out more resources to implement those programs in other parts of the state down the road.
Let's change topics. The budget has been a big topic over the last month or so, and bail bondsmen coming back to Wisconsin. You have a concern with that. What is it?
You know, I do have a concern. The legislature and the governor have been phenomenal for public safety and law enforcement and the Department of Justice during this budget cycle. But as is always going to be the case, there are going to be some areas of disagreement, and bail bondsmen is one of them. Our system works well in Wisconsin as well as just about any other state, and to change that and implement a new program I think is certainly unnecessary. But bail bondsmen also create other difficulties, such as potentially defendants getting out of jail by putting up less of their own money, and so riskier people may get out more easily. And very importantly, bond money that is put up in Wisconsin is ultimately, if those defendants are convicted of crimes, used to pay court costs, restitution, crime victim witness fees, things along those lines. That's a huge chunk of upfront money that's very difficult to collect if, for instance, one of these defendants is sentenced to prison and hasn't paid any money yet. So I think a lot of the funding for our criminal justice system could take a hit under the bail bonding program, and those reasons and a number of others make it not so palatable for me.